You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed. Amen. I want you to know that it is not by coincidence that you are listening, that you have come into this time of prayer. It is Jesus Christ himself that has invited you to this moment. Amen. And so I really want you to stay with that. And no matter how in the natural you came to this moment, it is God that purely by his love, his grace, and his mercy that drew you to this moment. Amen. And I believe that in this hour, in this time, in this season, in this day, in this 2023, in this century, in this decade, in this era, in this generation, whatever you want to call it, I believe that God is calling us to a place of worship. God wants us to turn to him, hallelujah, and look to him and trust in him and abide in him and seek him and follow him and be influenced by him, and be transformed by him. Hallelujah. And it is in the place of a worship, hallelujah, that we experience God Almighty himself. It is in the place of worship that we experience God moving by his mighty hand. It is in the place of worship that we please God, hallelujah, and experience, hallelujah, the pleasantries of heaven. It is in the place of worship, hallelujah, that we let go, hallelujah, of things and stop trusting in things and people and start trusting in God, the creator, hallelujah, the author, the inventor of those things and the maker of those people. Come on, somebody. So why not we run to God Almighty when he, instead of man, when he is the maker of man? We have to stop trusting, putting so much trust in men and so much trust in ourselves and so much trust in our ability and so much trust, hallelujah, in our education, in our knowledge, come on, in our network and who we know, and so much trust in our resume. It is only by the grace of God that we have that much anyway. Hallelujah. But God is calling us to a time to worship him. And so we're going to do it now. Amen. The invitation is yours. Will you accept the invitation to trust me? Will you accept the invitation to worship me? Will you accept the invitation, hallelujah, to walk with me? Will you accept the invitation, hallelujah, rabasande bashaya, hoko rabasande bashaya? We worship you, oh God, right now. We worship you. We worship you, hallelujah, rabasanda bashaya rabasanda. We worship you, oh God, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth. We humble ourselves. We bow ourselves. Hallelujah. If there's anything in our life that we have erected, hallelujah, to set as a statue above you, our career, our desires, come on somebody, people, come on somebody, jobs, come on somebody, money, come on somebody, problems, come on somebody, successes, come on somebody, resumes, come on somebody, may it be torn down now, hallelujah, may we cast it down now, hallelujah. We repent of our sins, oh God. We correct, hallelujah, to repent is to turn away from. We turn away from everything that distracts us from you, oh God. And we turn to you. We turn away from everything, hallelujah, that you find displeasing. Come on. We turn away. We gotta must function in order, in alignment. God first. Hallelujah. And this may get some of us right now, but not even our husbands and wives should be first. Not even our children's should be erected as first. Come on. When God is erected as a numero uno, number one. Hallelujah. Rasha tabasandaraya. Rekondi arabashando bositiria. Rekandarabashaya. And everything comes into alignment. Hallelujah. There is an ease and a peace that and a breeze, like an oasis, that we are able to experience. Amen. That we come into experiencing. God is our peace. Hallelujah. God is our salvation. God is our refuge. God is, hallelujah, in the time of troubles. Amen. I understand. And I too am human and am on this earth and see what's going on our left and right and front and back and here. Hallelujah. And I strongly believe that God is inviting us to look to me, saith the Lord. Look to me. Listen to me. I want to read scripture right now. Hallelujah. I want to read Exodus in chapter 17, starting at verse 8. Amen. And this is when Moses, come on. Somebody say, thank you, Holy Spirit, because I already hear him. Hallelujah. This is when Moses, hallelujah, listened to God, Yahweh. Amen. I am that I am. This is when Moses listened to I am that I am and followed him, hallelujah, out of Midian to go back into Egypt, because God says, now is time that my children, amen, come from up under that oppression. Now is time that my children, hallelujah, Rabasandaya, are freed from bondage, are freed from enslavement. Come on, somebody. God is saying, now is time that my children are freed from fear, freed from worry, freed, hallelujah, from depression, freed from anxiety, freed from pride. Come on, somebody. Freed from self-exaltation, freed from narcissism, freed, hallelujah, from money problems, freed, hallelujah. Okay, and so Moses, he listened to God. Even in those moments of Moses saying, well, God, I don't speak well, and bringing up his resume of insecurity and bringing up his resume of being disqualified and ineligible to God. Oh, I thank you, Lord. We need to let go of them resumes, tear up them resumes of insecurities. Tear up them, that resume, hallelujah, of past hurt. Come on, somebody. We got the wrong references. Come on, somebody. Tear up the resumes of the letdowns and the betrayals and the disappointments. We got to tear up the resumes of how we find ourselves ineligible and disqualified. Because when God is calling, he is not looking. He is the qualifier. And he is the one that makes us eligible. And he is the one. So Moses, Whew. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Moses listened. Mm-hmm. He ultimately listened to God and followed God in spite of. Now, remember, Moses had a history in Egypt. Moses had fled from Egypt because he had murdered an Egyptian, but he did not listen to his past. He listened to God. He didn't listen to the fears. He listened to God. He didn't listen to, come on, he listened to God. We got to be in this place, y'all. We have to be in this place of worship. We got to be in this place of listening to God. This, you're right. It is a critical time. You're right. It is an uncertain time. You're right. It is a turbulent time. You're right. It is a scary time. You're right. It is an unstable time. You're right. That's why we must be running to God Almighty. That's why we must remain under, hallelujah, his shelter. That is why he must be our refuge. He is able. That is why we got to call on him. That is why our instinct should be that to worship and pray. That is why we can't lean on our own understanding anymore, and we can't lean, hallelujah, on our own abilities and our own good goods. That is why we can't. Lean on ourselves and even our neighbor. We must lean on. We can't lean on the expert. We can't lean on the system. Hallelujah. We can't lean on and look to even the very trusted and sure way. Let's say like in your industry or in your profession or how they say you should go about acquiring a mate. You can't lean on that. You can't look to that. That cannot be your God. And if it's your God, then okay. Have the Holy Spirit interpret that for you. We need some correcting. So, Moses, yes, we're in Exodus. And everything that God said is going to happen in Egypt, happen in Egypt. Amen. And everything God says is going to happen in your life is going to happen with you and his plans. Hallelujah. And his purpose for you is going to happen no matter which way. No matter which way we go on this earth, he may take us away. And in some cases, he surely will take us away that we say this is the wrong way. But will we listen? Will we worship? And will we trust? So Moses, he listened. He worshiped, he trusted, he worshiped, he listened, and he trusted. He trusted, he listened, and he worshiped into Egypt. He worshiped, he listened, and he trusted approaching Pharaoh. He worshiped. He listened and he trusted. Hallelujah. Being the conduit of God's miracles, signs, and wonders, he worshiped. He listened and he trusted leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. Hallelujah. He worshiped. He listened and he trusted parting the Red Sea by the power of God Almighty and leading the children of Israel to the other side. We're talking about miracles, signs, and wonders as we worship, we listen, and we trust. And in chapter 17, the Israelites, come up on a battle. In verse 8, it reads, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And so I just want to stop even there. Amen. Hallelujah. And let's pay attention that there was a battle that came up on the children of Israel, God's people. Hallelujah. There's battles that have come up on us individually, collectively, societally. Is that a word? I don't know. Okay, I just made it one. There is battles, amen, maybe in your mind, battles physically, battles financially, battles relationally, battles in family, battles, come on, hallelujah, with I'm just even thinking about society, with the evil rising up. But check this out, somebody say, check this out. In verse 9, and Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the mountain. Okay, y'all. In verse 11, and it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Let's stop right there. So Moses tells Joshua, hallelujah, you choose out your men and you go fight. Come on, again, what is this? This is heavenly, godly advice. This is wonderful counsel we must have in this time, in this very critical, crucial time. Godly counsel. We must position ourselves before God at the feet of the cross and hear from our wonderful counselor. Jesus is our wonderful counselor. Jesus is your wonderful counselor. Jesus is our wonderful counselor. And it is by his counsel, by his advice, by his unctionings, by his instruction, we must listen, trust, and worship. This is not a game. Hallelujah. And so whatever, hallelujah, counsel and advice, hallelujah, that we are running to on this earthly field, and we are adhering to, we must make some adjustments that we get to the place, at the place of worship, and hear from our wonderful counselor and move in that might, and move in that sight, and move in that fight. Come on, hallelujah, Shandaraya, and move, hallelujah, in that right. Hey, 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 yes, yes, hallelujah, yes, and move, hallelujah, hallelujah, Reshandaraya. And so, notice, Moses listened, hallelujah, to God. I'm reminded also earlier when God is calling Moses and having conversation with Moses. That's, again, who are you having conversation with? When we at the place of worship, our conversation is with God. In having conversation with Moses, and Moses bringing up his unqualified resumes of how he is not a good communicator and all these things, he says, okay, so I'm gonna call your brother Aaron. Mm-hmm. This is Aaron. This is the Aaron that went up on top of the mountain with him. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, you will be like God to Aaron, and Aaron will be like the mouthpiece. Come on. Right? Hallelujah. And so even now in this chapter, in this pericope that we are meditating on, worshiping on, Moses is like that is hearing from God and speaking to Joshua, and Joshua is following and listening and trusting and obeying. Ooh, yes, hallelujah. We must follow, listen, trust, and obey. And that's it. As we worship. Come on, y'all. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek tomorrow. I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek, and Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Yes, I read it again. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. So what is this? Holding up his hand. Amen. What is this? This posture of holding up his hand. That posture is a worship. That posture is I surrender to you. Come on. That posture is, Lord, I trust you. That posture is, Lord, I'm looking to you. Somebody say that posture is worship. What is your posture in this season, in this hour? Okay, what is your status? What is? We get so caught up on this earthly playing field about status. Come on. My status is worship. My status is I'm humbled at the feet of Christ and I'm exalting the Almighty. Because ain't nobody, and let me tell you something, ain't nobody on this earth will ever be more famous, more powerful, more all-knowing, more rich, more whatever it is that we on this earth are coveting and so longing to be. So why not, in us included, so why not get at the foot of Christ and see God? And why not get at the foot of the cross and experience God? And so he lifted up his hands and he assumed the posture of worship. Did it mean that the battle stopped? Did it mean that they didn't have any battle and they didn't have to face any evil and they didn't have to face someone trying to oppress them and take them down? No, but what it meant is God will raise up a standard. What it meant is God will fight our battles. What it meant is greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. What it meant is that no evil, hallelujah, can overcome the blood of Jesus. What it meant and what it means today, hallelujah, Rabashaya, that El Shaddai, hallelujah, God is almighty, hallelujah, and what he says, hallelujah, and what he does, no man and no person of power and no evil, hallelujah, can come against it, hallelujah. What it means is God is still on the throne, and no matter how crazy it looks on this earth, God's mighty hand, hallelujah, will smite it out in an instant. What it means is that we must be worshiping now more than ever. What it means is worship is our life source. What it means, hallelujah, is worship, hallelujah, karabasaya, is our great protection. What it means, hallelujah, is kotorabashiti andarabasando rebashata de dabasataraya. God is calling his people to himself. Will we listen? Will we trust? Will we obey? Will we accept the invitation? Let's continue reading. Excuse me, let's continue reading. So notice, Moses held up his hands, assumed the posture of worship. Israel prevailed. When he let down his hands, Amalek prevailed. When he stopped worshiping, the enemy prevailed. What happens when we stop worshiping? What happens when we worship things and worship people and worship substances and worship money? What happens? There's something that happens, see? There's a safeguard that happens, an anointing that happens when we worship. Amen. And sometimes we start calling out, why, God, why this? And God has been calling us, telling us for the longest time, get in the place of worship. Get in the place of trusting me. Get in the place of being completely sold out to me. When we stop following God, stop seeking him, stop reading our scripture, reading the word, stop tithing, when we stop praising, when we stop praying, when we stop doing these things, there is a something when we stop. We see that something in the scriptures. When Moses held up his hands, I'm reading it again, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hands, Amalek prevailed. The enemy prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. We're going to stop right there in this moment. Oh, no, we're not. We're going to read verse 15 and 16. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is my banner. Come on, somebody. For he said, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Now, notice that Moses had Aaron and Hur. We need, amen, someone to come and help us in our faith walk, to help lift us up in our faith walk. So who are we aligning ourselves with? Even I think that God built this hour of prayer, amen, as for us as an Aaron and Hur, to so that we can be lifted up when things are heavy, hallelujah, to help us through the week, through the day, hallelujah. Because this is like us being on a mountaintop, amen, and we come into worship, but when we go back down, we see, oh, is this battle, oh, is that battle, oh, is this thing, oh, is that thing. But also when we at the mountaintop, hallelujah, in worship, we go down and we experience, oh, God worked this thing out, and God fought that, and God smited this thing out of my life, and God made a way, and God gave me a peace that surpasses all understanding, and what used to bother me is not bothering me anymore. Hallelujah. And God has delivered me, and God delivered my family, and God has healed me, and God has blessed me, and God is healing, and God is blessing. But we don't get so caught up in those things that we're just, it makes us crave and get even more caught up in who? Yahweh. Somebody say, I am that I am. I am that I am. The Lord God Almighty. So why did the Holy Spirit have me read this? Because sometimes we think that when we have battles, we don't have time to worship. We don't feel like worshiping. Sometimes when we look and we see in our experiencing, we're hearing the negative or the bad reports, or maybe firsthand experiencing it, amen, and the heaviness of it. We think God is not near. Our feelings are speaking to us and advising us against worshiping. I don't feel like worshiping. I don't feel like, where is God? He's not helping. But in the scriptures that we read today, it leads us to worship. In the midst of the battle, we worship. Before the battle, we worship. After the battle, we worship. We worship and see God handle the battle. We worship and see God. We worship. Hallelujah. We worship and we grow in our worship. Are we growing in our worship? Hallelujah. Are we stretching in our worship? Is our faith being ignited from our worship? Are we seeing God first? Are we seeing the people and the things and the problems? Are we hearing God first? Are we hearing the people and the things and the problems and the reports? Are we influenced by God first? Or are we influenced by the things and the people and the problems and the conditions and the situations? And then are we conditional worshipers? Or are we unconditional worshipers? Understanding, hallelujah. See, I'm reminded also now of when Jesus told the disciples to get in the boat, let's go to the other side. He already pronounced the outcome. The outcome was we're going to make it to the other side. With Jesus, and Jesus very near, next to him, they came across a storm. Hallelujah. Did they see the storm or did they see Jesus? Hallelujah. The thing is, they did see the storm and reacted to the storm. Hallelujah. And then ran to Jesus. But Jesus pointed out something. He pointed out their little faith in Jesus, their little faith in God Almighty. Hallelujah. The next time they came across on the seas, Peter, his response was different. Amen. When he saw Jesus for a little bit of time, hallelujah, he saw the storm, but the storm meant nothing to him. What meant something to him was Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Maybe a lot of times, maybe a few times, maybe no times. I don't know. Hallelujah. But the condition of and the darkness of doesn't mean that God is far away. In fact, he is closer than what we realize. The wilderness, God was with them in the wilderness. Hallelujah. God was with them in the dry place. God was with them in the thirsty place. God was with them in the hungry place as they were traveling through the wilderness. And it's every time that they saw the thirsty place, they saw the hungry place, they saw, hallelujah, the dry place, and they called out, hallelujah, thinking that God wasn't there, hallelujah. But when Moses turned to God, God always made a way, and God always provided, and God always showed, I am right here with you. I'm right here with my people. God is right here. God is right here, and it's actually in those dark, lonely, dirty, diseased, hallelujah, decrepit, depressed, reshandarabasaya places, oppressed places, fearful places, that if you go to turn the scripture, starting with Genesis 1, that you see God move. How about I just do it real fast? That we see the God is present, that we see the Lord The Spirit is present. Let me turn. I'm turning to Genesis 1 real fast, y'all. Real fast. Hallelujah. Somebody say real fast. Real quick. Listen, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And then we start into the first day, and the second day, and the third day, and the fourth day, and the fifth day, and the sixth day, hallelujah, of creation, hallelujah. And on the seventh day, he rested. But what was the raw material that God had? What was the ingredients that God had that he was working with? Hallelujah. It says in verse 2 that it was without form, void, uninhabited. Dark, barren. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God takes that which we are overwhelmed by, hallelujah, and is able to make and create, hallelujah, an oasis, a garden of Eden, a paradise, a life more abundant. He will take that which meant evil. Come on, hello, Joshua. Somebody read the story of Joshua. That meant for evil. Joseph, that meant for evil, what the devil meant for evil, God is using for my good. You see, it is Joseph's brothers, hallelujah, that betrayed him and tried to kill him and cast him off and sold him into slavery, hallelujah, but it is also that way that God used to get him in position, hallelujah, to fulfill his dream. So what am I saying today? It is at the place of worship. Get at the place of worship. Listen from the place of worship. Trust from the place of worship. Allow us, may we be compliant in the sitting at the place of worship to experience a formation and a transformation into Christ. And I'm talking about mind, body, and soul. I'm reminded of Paul speaking of having the mind of Christ. We must live at that place to take on the mind of Christ, the aroma of Christ, the ways of Christ, the speech of Christ, the love of Christ. The worship of Christ. What was Christ's worship to God? Not my will, thine will be done. So God, we worship you. We take these next few minutes as you have groomed us and prepared us and marinate us to understanding that worship is all about you and it has nothing to do with earthly situations, circumstances, conditions, desires, wants, and needs. Worship, hallelujah, is a place that we meet you and we see, hallelujah, you, hallelujah, take wants and needs and prayers and answer them and manifest it. And we see you, hallelujah, move and bless, and we experience you beyond what we can ever ask, think, or imagine. So God, we worship you, hallelujah. And God, we look to you, hallelujah. And God, we trust you, hallelujah. God, I thank you, hallelujah, Rabba Shia, Rabba Saya, for being with those, hallelujah, comforting those who are mourning right now, hallelujah. God, I thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding, hallelujah, that will has overtaken those who are ridden with fear. God, I thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are provider, and you are providing, hallelujah, for your children, hallelujah, who are calling out to you in need, in financial need, hallelujah. I thank you for a financial blessing from this place. I thank you for releasing a financial blessing, hallelujah, reshanganara. Move, oh God, hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah. The Bible says that those who hunger and thirst after you, after righteousness, shall be filled. Well, we're hungry and we're thirsty for you, oh God. And I thank you that you, in some of our situations, have caused it to create a hunger and a thirst for you. You created it so that we can run to you. And as we are running to you and asking you and praying to you, I thank you, oh God, that you, hallelujah, are filling us. You are filling our vats. You are filling our cups. You are filling our baskets. Hallelujah. You are filling the empty places of our lives. Hallelujah. You are filling Reshandaraya, the voided places. You are speaking into the voided places of our lives, and you are speaking Reshataraya, words of life towards us. I thank you for today, speaking words of life and speaking words of health and speaking words of blessing. We know, oh God, that your word will not return unto you void. And so, God, we come into agreement with your word. We come into alignment with your word. We come into a satisfaction with your word, oh God. We come into trusting your word on this day. Hallelujah. God, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. Now, oh God, for repairing broken hearts, ailing hearts. Oh God, we thank you for your blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over every school. Hallelujah, Reshaya. From preschool, hallelujah, nurseries, hallelujah, to elementary schools, hallelujah, to junior high schools, community colleges, colleges, universities, seminaries, hallelujah, Christian schools, secular schools, all schools, universities, graduate schools, God, every public place, may Reshatorobasaya, you cover it on this day. God, oh, we thank you, hallelujah, and we choose to worship you now more, hallelujah, than anything else. I thank you, oh God, for appetite to worship you, a craving to worship you, a desire to worship you in spirit and in truth. And I thank you that as we do, we are meeting you and experiencing that which we think is impossible, and experiencing that which we thought, I'll say that we thought was, because once you overtake us, it'd be like, oh, I used to think that was impossible. Now I see that that is possible. That now I understand even. It's like a, like it opens up even more, even more, even more, and it constantly be opening up until we are reunited with Jesus. But this thing of, it's too hard. Is anything too hard to me? That will, should always be renewing our minds, renewing our minds, renewing our minds, renewing our minds. And I thank you, God, that we are seeing in this place that, oh, this is not too hard for God. Oh, this is not impossible with God. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. So we bless your name. Oh, what an honor to be able to bless your name. Oh, thank you for this opportunity to bless your name. And as we are steadfast on blessing you and seizing the opportunities to bless you, I thank you for the blessings from heaven and the opportunities from heaven that are overtaking us. Bless the children, Lord God. Cover the children of our families and our lives. Cover the children, Heavenly Father. Dispatch legions of your angels to be with the children. Minister to them heal them, help them. Bless them. We thank you, Lord. And we bless your name. Bless all people, all your children. Cover all your children with your blood. Keep all your children. Save all your children. Rescue your children. Breathe your breath of life into the nostrils of all of us, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and lift his countenance toward you. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka. Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Stay at the posture of worship. In Jesus' name, shalom. Amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.